Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of Monday, July 15th for AgDaily.com. We're starting off the week here with corn 8 lower, beans 10 and 3 quarter cents lower, and wheat down 14 and a quarter cents. We were higher Sunday night to start on the dry forecast and hot weather, but it looks like they put some rain into the forecast. I personally don't see it. From what I hear, the ocean temperatures are cooling, and it could bring about some hot, dry weather, not only in July, but August as well. I have no idea what we're doing down a dime. Crop ratings are expected to take a 2 to 3% dip tonight. I think that's going to be positive. Soybean exports inspections were good at 854. The wheat was late, 315. Corn was okay at 676. But I still believe when it's all said and done, we don't have the acres or the yield to produce the crops that the government thinks that we have out here. So the bottom line is, I think these markets can move higher. I'm very disappointed that it looks like we're going to close lower here to start the week. But, you know, we'll see what these forecasts do. I think these crops are getting to the point where they're really past a whole lot of help out here, particularly the corn and maybe getting into the beans as well. So I think when it's all said and done, we can see higher prices. But, as I said before, today is really surprising me here. We've got the crude oil down 66 to start the week. I don't think that's having much impact. I just think it's a change in the idea about the weather out here. And again, I don't see it. The 6 and 10 days, you know, some of these guys are putting up, painting it with a lot of rain, mainly due to the tropical storm in the Gulf. Again, I don't see it. So, for whatever reason, we're lower here today. Funds are long about 200,000 corn. They're still short maybe 20,000-30,000 beans, maybe 20,000-30,000 oil. We'll see if we can get them to cover it here this week. But as we head into the rest of the week, we're looking at 95 to 100 degree temps around a lot of the Midwest, right as we get into the heart of pollination out here. I don't think it's good. And once we get past that, the corn's not going to be in too good of a shape to bounce back, in my opinion. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.